Parshas Bo has the first mitzvah in the entire Torah that's given to the Jewish people. We're told, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chadashim. This month is, for you, it's the first month of the year. The question is, why? Of all the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give us as the first mitzvah, why does God choose this one? Why is it that we have Kiddush HaChodesh, the idea that there's a new moon and that the Jewish calendar is governed by the moon as opposed to the sun? It's a great question. It's a question that the Bali Musar spend a lot of time on. I want to share with you a very simple but very famous thought that I think is so incredibly powerful for all of us to hear. The idea of the moon is that there are times where it's hidden, there are times where it's full, there are times where it gets bigger, there are times where it gets smaller. The sun, it just goes in one big circle, the world that is around it, and the seasons maybe are what mark the distinction in the sun. We're a little bit closer to the sun, so it's a little bit warmer, therefore the summer. We're a little further, therefore it's colder, the winter. But by and large, the sun comes up every morning, goes down every night. There's no real difference to us in the sun. Maybe a cloudy day, why we don't feel the sun. Maybe I go to Florida, it's a little bit warmer. But the sun is the sun. It's consistent. It's what it is every single day. But that's not the moon. The moon, there are times I drive home from work, it's late. I look up, there's a full moon, it's beautiful. You see the moon in its glory and its splendor. And then there's sometimes you look at it and there's just a tiny little slice of it. And that's all you see. But that is the message of the Jewish people. Jewish history is not the sun. It's not going to be where every day we're this all-powerful force in the sky. It's going to wax and wane. There are going to be those moments where it's a clear, full moon. That's Klal Yisrael at its finest. But then there'll be times where the moon is just barely. And that's Klal Yisrael in its times of suffering. But the beauty of the moon is that it constantly is moving. It's constantly being mechadesh. That's our Jewish legacy. That's Jewish history. We pray and hope that we'll spend much more of that time. It's the full moon. The moon in its glory, the Jewish people at their finest. But we recognize, even when we're just barely, just a sliver, we know mekudash, mekudash. That is sometimes the seeds of sanctification. It's the start of something great. God willing, that's what we should have. We should feel the power of the Jewish people. But if there are times where we kind of don't feel it so much, we should recognize HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. You, the Jewish people, are HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. You guys are like the moon. You're going to be sometimes great, sometimes not so much, but you'll always be there. Have a great Shabbos.